Newphonia must fall is a little hard to describe, so I guess the best place to start would be at the top half of what you see on the stage. There plays what looks like a stop-motion film, or claymation. Think Nightmare Before Christmas or Fantastic Mr. Fox.
The main character is a robot, and in many ways he's kind of on the verge of obsolescence.
Eric Zahn was in the midst of what he calls a quarter-life crisis when he was creating this story.
He's an older model robot. There's a newer, faster, more efficient, slicker robot called Hexabot with 6 arms and is slowly able to put him out of work at every single job.
Zahn is also known as the DJ Kid Koala. In the early 2000s, during the hours of downtime on tours with the likes of Radiohead and Ninja Tune, he wrote the graphic novel that this show is based on.
So the protagonist robot is kind of going through a bit of a crisis there, and he meets Mallory, and he's trying to write love songs, but he can't sing.
Sort of a comedy of errors love story. So that's going on the screen up above. As your eyes move down, closer to the stage, you see a string quartet and Zahn surrounded by keyboards and turntables.
Like a veritable UFO of weird percussion instruments and synthesizers and all these noisemakers.
They're live scoring the otherwise silent black and white movie. As the string musicians play, they also juggle kazoos and slide whistles that give life to the characters, like Foley artists, playing all the rustles and sounds of their movements. Zahn scratches records and filters his voice to be the voice of Robot. And then as your eyes shift again, you see miniature sets all around the stage, like movie sets, except measured in inches instead of feet. Huddled around one of these sets, puppeteers are subtly bringing plastic to life. And you realize this is what's being projected above.
It starts with something very technical, like you saw, like left hand, right hand.
Patrick Martel, one of the puppeteers, moves the head of Robot.
But when we perform, ideally that technical stuff is out of the way and we just don't even have to think about it anymore. It becomes something more natural.
When he touches the little wires that control Robot's hands and head, it takes on a personality. It shows the subtlest of emotions.
We talk a lot about the breath of the puppet.
Veronica Barron is another puppeteer.
This show feels like a great example of how puppetry is both a performance medium that's more like dance in a lot of ways, because you have to really think about how the body of the puppet is moving in unusual ways, much as you would with dance, but you also have to be thinking visually and seeing what it looks like in the still, in the frame.
In the frame of the camera, because each performance is filmed live. And like all live things, it doesn't always go the way they rehearse it. Eric Zahn says, because they're always throwing new things in, sometimes kinks come up.
It's more dangerous. It's more urgent. It really kind of brings you in the moment, I think. It's like 15 of us on one surfboard. At one point, it's like, oh, there's a lighting issue on stage 7. You know, camera B's not ready. Stage manager's looking at me in panic. It's like, yeah, you need to buy them more time. Then I look at the quartet. It's like, they need more music. Let's try to tie it in. You have to be there and on your toes.
And that's what keeps it fun as a performer. Newphonia, the name of the show, is a nod to the words no fun, spelled backwards. This world Zahn created, it could be a place where there is no fun.
Or it can also be a state of mind where your own worries and fears can inhibit you from enjoying your time while you're here.
While the show's in Miami, you might catch a few local references. They've added a Bentonita to one set, and on their date, Robot and Mallory go to see Bad Boys 2. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.